America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state needs to live within our means as he rolls out a budget proposal. The proposed budget for the next fiscal year calls for $55.2 billion in spending. In his State of the State address today, Pritzker says he expects state revenue to grow more slowly in fiscal year 2026.
I stand ready to work with members of the General Assembly to deliberate and negotiate the final budget. But let's be clear, I will only sign a balance budget. If you come to the table looking to spend more, I'm going to ask you where you want to cut.
Governor Pritzker also wants community colleges to be able to offer four-year bachelor's degrees. He says the four-year degrees should be for in-demand career paths like nursing and advanced manufacturing. The governor's budget proposal calls for increasing funding to Illinois community colleges by $9 million. Meantime, the governor used his annual address to pillory President Trump. My colleague Dave McKinney reports Pritzker named Trump a half dozen times in his speech today. On Trump's tariffs, Pritzker predicted tomatoes, beef, and beer would cost more for people in Illinois. On Trump's cost-cutting frenzy, Pritzker says it imperils health care for hundreds of thousands of Illinoisans, Meals on Wheels for senior citizens and people who are disabled, and the state's vital agriculture industry. The governor accused Trump of imperialistic behavior and vowed not to let him steal Illinois tax dollars.
My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America. And I don't intend to bend the knee to one.
The governor's attacks drew Democratic cheers and GOP catcalls. The Chicago City Council was busy today. Council members approved zoning designations for a $7 billion renovation in the neighborhood around the United Center. This paves the way for the 1901 project. It would feature hotel rooms, residential units, and entertainment like a music hall. The Sun-Times reports this project on the west side would be built over 15 years. City Council members today also approving more than $31 million in settlements. The largest sum is $27 million. It goes to the family of a woman who died after injuries sustained during a police chase. And the City Council did not approve an $830 million bond plan today for infrastructure projects. The city had planned to use that money for street and sidewalk repairs, lead pipe replacement, and more. Some alders say they're concerned the plan would saddle the city with debt for years to come. They objected to how the money would be paid back. Weather today, cloudy and still pretty cold. Intermittent flurries during the afternoon, a high of 16, and then cloudy tonight, a few flurries and a low near 6, with a wind chill tonight as low as 8 degrees below zero. And Thursday, sunny, a tiny bit warmer, high in the low to mid-20s, with the wind chill around 9 below zero. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.